Westlock. Although he said he was shocked and outraged by the joint sentence submission placed in front of him, provincial court judge Clifton Purvis reluctantly agreed to an 18-month suspended sentence for a Picardville man who threatened to douse his former partner with gasoline and light her on fire only 4 days after being arrested for assaulting her. In Westlock Provincial Court November 30, Jason Lauren Frizzle, 52, pleaded guilty to uttering death threats, assault with a weapon and failing to comply with conditions of an undertaking. Judge Purvis, who admonished Crown Prosecutor Anthony Estefan for agreeing to the joint sentence and wondered how the public wouldn't be outraged, and what message it sends to the community, grudgingly agreed to an 18-month suspended sentence for Frizzle that includes a host of conditions like drug, alcohol and domestic violence counseling as part of probation, plus a 2-year weapons ban and $300 in victim fine surcharges to be paid by March 31, 2023. We release him and then 4 days later he's back threatening to douse her in gasoline and light her on fire, 4 days. We release people day in, day out in this court on offenses of violence and the only reason we do that is because there has to be some respect for those orders. He does not care about the court order and walked right through it and committed another offense. How can I not send him to prison? How is that appropriate? How is the public not outraged by that? Judge Purvis asked. I'm outraged. What kind of message does it send to the community? Estefan called it a unique situation, and said while Frizzle has a criminal record, it doesn't include any violent crimes. Estefan maintained that the sentence was fit and appropriate, and will address Frizzle's underlying drug and alcohol abuse issues, while defense lawyer David Keyes said his client is trying to get help, and is remorseful for this. A second charge of uttering death threats and a single count of mischief under $5,000 was also withdrawn by Estefan. He knows that this is not how any adult, or any human being should be acting, said Keyes. These issues are arising from his inability to control himself with substances, with alcohol and drugs. The underlying issue is him losing control and it's addressed in the conditions that he gets help. Frizzle, who admitted to having too many beers the night of the first assault, then rambled on and said he only ended up back at his home for the second offense after a long day of work and had wanted to ensure he got his house keys back from the victim. With a high degree of reluctance, I'll go along with the joint submission. But I'm frankly shocked that the Crown would concede to this. My inclination would have been to throw him in jail for 90 days, said Judge Purvis. I think he's remorseful, but I think he's remorseful he got caught. I don't think he cares about the order, but I am acutely aware why joint submissions are important and that's why I'm going along with it, even though I think it's frankly shocking. Ultimately, Judge Purvis warned Frizzle that if he breaches any condition of the probation order he'll be back in front of him. And if that happens, I guarantee you'll be going to prison. So, you better comply with my order because you're not going to like the consequences if you don't, said the judge. The crime court heard that around 9:52 p.m., July 18, 2022, RCMP received a complaint from a woman who told them her boyfriend had threatened to stab her and was throwing items around their house. When police got to Picardville, she was at her neighbor's house. Jason Frizzle was intoxicated, and she told police that they had gotten into an argument, and he had threatened to stab her and had thrown a TV in her direction, and it almost hit her, said Estefan. 4 days later, police were called again after Frizzle had threatened to assault the woman with rebar and douse her gasoline and light her on fire, and kick her with his steel-toed boots. At the time he also kicked in the fence board that belonged to another woman. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.